This is TFM 102.7 in Kuching, 100.7 in Cebu, 102.8 in KK. TFM, always with you.
Yo, what's up? The Night Show on TFM here. Hey, you're chilling with me, TP, here. Tonight, I am very excited because in the studio, we've got a multi-talented singer, songwriter, artist, self-producer as well. Give it up for Gaston Pong. Woo!
Hi, TP. Hi, TFM. Hi, everybody. I'm Gaston Pong. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much.
It's nice to put my voice out there.
Of course. We're glad that you can do this interview together with us. Now, of course, there's a lot of things that we are going to cover because I've been wanting to do this interview ever since you released Birthday Cake. And I asked my music producer, you just have to get Gaston on the show no matter what. And then they're like, okay, sure, we can do it. And then you release another song. So I feel like this is a good time. But first, we want to go for a session to get to know Gaston better. So it will be a questions under 30. So basically, it's just a type of this or that kind of question, and you answer as many as you can under 30 seconds.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. First off, movie or karaoke?
Movie.
All right, PC games or mobile games?
Mobile games.
Sunny day or rainy day?
Rainy day.
Breakfast or supper?
Breakfast.
Cats or dogs?
Cats.
The song that you're currently obsessed with?
Die For You by The Weeknd.
Okay. Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Comedy or horror?
Horror.
Ah, horror. Okay. Oh, you love horror movies?
Horror fan, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're not afraid of, you know, the dark or, you know, haunted house,
no,
those kind of things?
No, my hobby is talk to ghosts when I'm free.
Okay. Okay. I have a question here, a very fun one. Okay, like, what would you do if you wake up and realize that you're the only person on Earth?
I would be quite sad because there will be no more people to listen to my music or talk to me about music or I can make music with. So yeah, this is gonna be sad, but maybe I'm gonna sing along and see how time go past.
Okay. Because like, the first thing that came to my mind about this question is horror movie kind of feel, right? Like you wake up and then everything's gone. You're scared, stuff like that. But of course, with Gaston around, you probably make more songs out of that. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so that was a quick questions under 30 together with Gaston. Right now, we just head into a short break. Coming back, we're going to talk to Gaston about his two new single, which is Birthday Cake, released on Valentine's Day. And on April Fool's, he released I Love You, Just Kidding. Stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
The Night Show, where you get the best music of all time.
Annyeonghaseyo, The Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's your boy, TP, here. Today, in the studio, we've got a Malaysian talented singer-songwriter, music producer, and recently he released two new singles. There'll be an upcoming album. Tonight we're talking to Gaston Pong. So just now we get to know Gaston a little bit. Right now we want to talk about the two songs that you released this year, Birthday Cake. So can you tell us what this song is about?
So I wrote Birthday Cake back then, and it was actually a K-pop demo for an ex-K-pop artist. His name is Luhan from EXO. And then at the end it didn't make the cut.
All right.
And then I was like, what do I do with this song? Because I really love the chorus. I kept the chorus. It was about this heartbreak that you feel like you're messed up your last date with someone where you already probably make them upset. And then they give you the last chance to talk about it, but you still messed it up anyways. It felt like it's a disaster. And then you realize how incompetent you are as a lover.
Right.
You'll be so disappointed by yourself. So I actually released Birthday Cake on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, correct.
Yeah. And it's like, I wanted to put this song out there for everyone who feels like they're heartbroken and Valentine's Day isn't something happy. Valentine's Day, there's nobody for them to celebrate with. So Birthday Cake is about that. And I hope people who felt like they missed the chance to fix things up can resonate to this song.
The thing about this song is that when I first listened to it, it's very bouncy, right? It's very R&B, pop remix version, listen to it. But then as you dive into the lyric part, you kind of feel a little bit sad too. And after hearing your story, I can relate to it so well once again. So I feel like, this is a very, very amazing song that there is. Especially coming from a Malaysian artist. And then that is for Birthday Cake. And then we thought like, okay, you know what? Gaston might not be able to top it again. But you top it with another song that you released on April Fool, I Love You, Just Kidding. That is incredible. So tell us about this song again, I Love You, Just Kidding.
So the second song is about love as well. And then I would, in my, this year, my aim is actually to talk more about different stories of my different emotions, mm-hmm. different phases of my life. And then I want these emotions to be heartfelt by people. So I wrote this song within a day, produced it with another day. And to talk about the story of the song, yeah, it's an easy way out to confess to somebody. But I also tap into the theme of situationships.
Right.
Where it's this more than love, where people get together more than friendships, but not a relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's a relationship with no labels and it's right. going nowhere.
And I think most of us can actually relate to the title of the song, I Love You, Just Kidding, because I don't know about you, but I've done it as well in the past, you know, confessing to people. And then
that's
like people,
cute.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're just like, I love you. It's like, oh, what are you talking about? Oh, just kidding. It's April Fool's anyway. So, yeah.
So did you get a no too, TP?
No. Yeah, I get a no too. Yes, we're correct. Correct.
You
correct.
Get a no too. Oh, I get a no too. So
yeah, but that's in secondary school, so whatever. It's okay. Now we're happy, right? All right.
That's great.
Yeah, of course. The most important thing is self-love first. Self-love, then you let other people come into your life, right? All right. So after talking about birthday cake and I Love You, Just Kidding, I think it's time for another quick break. But don't go anywhere. Coming back, we are going to dive deep into Gaston's songwriting process. Stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
We've got your favorite songs, favorite news, favorite host right here on TFM.
Welcome, welcome. Tonight's show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? Chilling with me, TP. Tonight, we are talking to a very talented Malaysian artist, Gaston Pong. Now, just now, we talked about his two new singles that was released this year, Birthday Cake, I Love You, Just Kidding. If you have not streamed or listened to the two songs, go listen to it. It's really, really cool. I've been listening to it ever since it was released. I love the head-bopping vibe from it. Like, and it's rare that you get to hear a Malaysian artist writing such good songs. Anyway, so right now, Gaston, let's talk about your songwriting process. Can you tell us a bit about how do you usually write and make your songs?
I'm that kind of singer, songwriter who hums in the shower.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm more musically developed than lyrical. And I just always grab my phone and just go to the voice notes and, you know, get it jotted down.
Right, right, right.
And then in all songs, I always come with a beat and then a hum on top of it. So melodies first for me.
Okay.
And then talk about stories.
When you write mm-hmm. songs, right, do you ever run out of inspiration?
Definitely. But, you know, there's this saying out there where when you can't write a good song, it means that you're not experiencing life.
Ooh.
Somebody said that to me and I was like, okay, that's great. So whenever I feel like I'm lacking of inspiration, it means that is it probably because I'm caught up with work all the time? Mm-hmm. Is it because I don't have leisure? I don't have time for my friends. I don't have time for relationships. And then, yeah, definitely. That's why I love to be in a heartbreak, in a relationship or anything like okay. that, just to get the songs keep going.
Honestly, yeah. it kind of feels like, you know, artists always need that. Like if you haven't experienced anything at all, you wouldn't be able to write a good song. You know, the best song out there always come from a place of vulnerability and emotions. For example, like Adele, Taylor Swift, you know, all these songs, very, very... Yeah. heavy, but yet they're so good because it's relatable as well. All right, damn, let's now take another quick break, but don't go anywhere because we'll talk more together with Gaston Pong right after the break. TFM, always with you.
You want an awesome playlist? We've got it right here on TFM.
Bonjour, Nation on TFM here. Hey, what's up? Your host, TP, here today in the studio. We've got a Malaysian oppa. It's Gaston Pong. Now, we covered quite a lot on his musical journey and everything, but right now, we want to know, Gaston, so you actually started off in the Mandopop scene. You started with Mandarin song together with your sister, and then now you did it solo. So was it hard transitioning from Mandopop to English pop?
You can tell already by so far, like we've been chatting for like 30 minutes, you can see that I'm struggling because
no, you're not struggling at all. You're doing really well.
Man, I'm dealing with this Asian tongue thing where you go into the studio and you realize tonight it's not tonight, huh? It's tonight. It's tonight.
Oh, right,
you know,
right.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes with melody, all these little mistakes got dragged longer because there's some tune to it.
Right.
And then I actually hired my uni friend to be the mm-hmm. English coach for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really helping me out. And she was like scolding me at the studio and everything. Yeah, definitely dealing with the Asian town, this transition.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I am really enjoying this transition, although there's a lot of challenges I'm facing and obstacles I'm trying to solve it. But at the same time, I love doing what I'm doing. I just felt like I'm doing things more closer to heart.
Right.
And I don't get why. But until like recently, I went to an event and this really senior TV announcer, and then she talked to me, say like, I feel like you're more Gaston now.
Ooh.
And then I say, why? And then she say like, she felt like I was just trying to mold myself in the Mandopop scene where I have a lot of thoughts, maybe lyrical or musical. And she felt like I was just trapped in this wrong
mm-hmm.
body or this wrong position. So I feel like being able to do independent music right nowadays, it really makes me happier than ever.
Right, because you're able to do stuff you like and you have the freedom to cultivate your own kind of music. And I think like, yeah. I agree with the person who gave you the advice to say that you are more Gaston Randall, because we do really see a difference between the past and the present. You exude more confidence, and your vibe is just different. And we can really see that you really love what you do. And of course, you can see it from the songs because they are great. People love it. You've got your fans. All right, so let's take another quick break. But don't go anywhere. Gaston Pong will be right here waiting for you because we are going to talk about the best advice that he has ever gotten. Stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
Get ready for your daily dose of fun and relaxing evening right here on TFM.
Annyeonghaseyo, the nation TFM here. Hey, what's up? Back with me, TP here. Tonight in the studio, we've got Gaston Pong, our very own Malaysian singer-songwriter, Oppa artist, self-producer. He holds many, many titles, by the way. So, Gaston, you've been in the industry for quite some time now. I would say that you're considered a senior, right? What is the best advice that you've ever gotten?
There's mm-hmm. this, I'm so sorry, I forgot her name, but there's this quote that she said, you can never edit emptiness, but you can edit garbage. Okay. It means like, you think that you're writing garbage, right? But you can edit that.
Oh.
Then you're doing nothing, it's just staying there. And then she said, the beauty of art is to have a hope.
Ooh.
To believe that as an artist, you would create art that make more meaning than your old ones.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, I think that this is one of the best advice that I've gotten through interviews. I really, really loved it. Especially the part where you can't
edit emptiness,
but you can edit garbage. Ooh. That hits hard. That hits hard. All right, so final question here. Are there any last words that you want to say to your fans out there?
I feel like I've been going through different phases, and I feel like I'm really happy to sometimes really see these old names on Instagram, looking at their Instagram handles, saying, "Huh, this was the girl who followed me 6 years back."
Mm-hmm.
To remember this person, I just want to thank these fans that are just hanging there for me, and to actually be there and give me words of encouragement, and to see me grow as well as a person and as an artist. I will be back with my awards acceptance speech next
time. We'll be waiting for you. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, TP. So lovely.
No problem. Bye.
Love to see you. Bye-bye.
Bye. As for the rest of you, don't go anywhere. I have more of your favorite songs are coming up next. But that is the end of the show and the end of our interview together with Gaston Pong. So if you miss out on any of the show, don't worry. The full interview will be uploaded to our podcast. You can download our podcast, Teapot, TAPOT, a pink kettle icon on Google Play Store, Apple App Store, Huawei App Gallery. Or you can also watch the full video, which will be up tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. So make sure to stay tuned to TFM's Facebook page. Gaston Pong's full interview will be out with more graphics and visuals for you. All right, with that, this is me, TP, signing off. TFM, always with you. Have a good night. Bye.